Okay, I call this today's class God's Day. I know it's a heavy today's class as a title. I don't know if you said it's a schedule. So the name today's class, I named it God's Day because I see and I feel very often people get a little confused or distracted about what Shabbat is really all about. And the main thing I want to try to do today is to try to help us get more from our Shabbat, make our Shabbat a more intense, real experience. Like, you know, squeeze more out of Shabbos. There are, you know, a lot of things a person could grow, could gain from Shabbos, right? But so how do you do it? How do you go to the next level? How do you really, you know, come out of Shabbos stronger, more inspired? How do you come better out of Shabbos? What do you do with Shabbos? Shabbos wasn't meant just to gain weight. Shabbos has more than that, right? Okay, so I want to start with a pasuk. This pasuk was said. This verse was said right after we were given when we came out of Mitzrayim. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be bread coming from heaven, right? The man every day. And then, when he was given all the instructions, he's going to come in the morning, you have to gather, right, don't take for the next day, all the instructions of the man, he told his verse. This verse, it says, Ichlo hayoyim, eat today, ki Shabbos l'Hashem hayoyim, because today is Shabbos for Hashem. No, sorry. Ichlo hayoyim, ki Shabbos l'Hashem, comma, Ayoyim lotim tzuva sode. Today you won't find a man in the sode. Ichlu ayoyim. Eat whatever man you got, right? Because today is Shabbos. And don't go out to the field to gather the man. There's not going to be a man today. Right? We know we got a double portion on Friday of man, right? And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, today is Shabbos. So eat the man that you have, that you got from yesterday, right? Because it's a special day for Hashem, right? Lotim Tzuva Sadeh, if you go out to the field, you won't find that man because he doesn't fall on Shabbos, because God also doesn't work on Shabbos. Now, the Chazan Sefer is a very interesting twist, the way you can read this pasuk, and that's really what inspired me to for this class. Chazan Sefer says that you can read this verse in a different way. Instead of reading Ichlu Ayoyim, eat today, Ki Shabbos Lashem, right? Eat today because it's Shabbos, and then you won't find a man on the field. He says that you should read these two words together, or put a comma over here. And it means Ichlu Ayoyim, swallow the day. Eat the day. You're supposed to swallow, to internalize, to grab, to get nutrition from the day. Why? Ki Shabbos Ayom Lashem. Because today is a special day for Shabbos. Is something very, very yummy. Ichlu ayoyim, eat the day. Ki Shabbos ayom Hashem is a special day to Hashem. Ayoyim, days like this, lotim tzuva sode, you won't find anywhere else in the world. So this is a very special, holy occasion, and therefore that's what we're going to try to get a little more. How do you, ichlu ayoyim, how do you eat the day? How do you eat more of Shabbos? How do you get more of Shabbos? And we have to realize also that the depth and the wisdom and the spirituality that Shabbat has is limitless. It's Hashem's day. It's a day that there was no physical creation in the world. We have spoken different occasions that the physicality hides Hashem. That you can't really feel Hashem in a physical sense, in a physical world. So in Shabbos, Hashem did not create anything physical in the world. So therefore, there's less coverings, there's less things hiding Hashem. So you could experience more spirituality on Shabbos. How much? Well, that depends on you. That depends on you. And again, we're going to try to learn how do you get more out of your Shabbos. How to get more of that Kedusha Shabbos. How do you soak yourself in the spirit of Shabbos and come out also holier, stronger. So the first step is that you have to invest into Shabbos. This doesn't happen by itself. You have to put a real conscious effort for Shabbos. A very important part of keeping Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos. You go today, you know, to most stores and the marketplace in Yerushalayim, it's a very busy day. Because Shabbos is coming. It's Wednesday already. So we have to have how to make Shabbos special. But, and again, of course, if you're single, the amount of preparations you have to do is less than if you have a whole house, right? But still, anybody prepares for Shabbos, right? And the way to make more out of that is to make a conscious effort, or to say, to even speak it out, that you're doing this for Shabbos. Let's say you have a special type of treat that you like, and you decide this week you're going to buy yourself that treat. Nothing, right, major. You're going to buy yourself some candy that you like. So you should think about it. I'm going to the store to buy this treat for Shabbos Kodesh. Right? And I'm just going to save it for Shabbos. And when we buy, we're told that you should say, it says in the Pesukim, that when you buy something for Shabbos, you should say that I'm buying this lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, to honor Shabbos. This is not for my belly, this is for Shabbos. And even when you go into the shower, say, probably you have to say this out of the bathroom, but say, I'm taking a shower, lekavod Shabbos Kodesh. This is for Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. Hashem is coming closer to this world, so I'm getting ready for that. When you get dressed, right, when you comb in your hair, when you put on your makeup, say or think, I'm doing this for Shabbos. And you see, even this little switch makes a tremendous difference. After a while, you're like, well, it's coming. Like, you know, I got dressed and I bought my things and I took my shower. And whoa, where's Shabbos? Right? Because again, then you don't get lost. And then the makeup is not for you, it's for him. And that's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get, like I mentioned before, a better understanding, a stronger relationship with Hashem through Shabbos. Now, there's a very interesting rule that for somebody to really get a much higher understanding, a much better understanding of things, to really grasp what Hashem really wants. So if you really want to jump a level, so the rule that we see in Hashem uses is that you have to completely give yourself to Hashem. You have to completely and blindly follow Him. That's what we find in last week's parasha. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, you really want to know me? You really want to get close to me? So I'll tell you. First step, you have to leave everything. You have to leave your house, the place that you were born, your family, everything. Just go to Eretz Israel. And then we see when he gets to Eretz Israel, right? So every time he gets prophecies and he gets promise and he gets, right? That's the way it works. Also, before the Jewish nation got the Torah, so we first have to leave completely everything we knew and everything we owned and just follow Hashem blindly in the desert. When somebody completely gives over himself to Hashem, he just believes that Hashem is going to help him over there, without knowing what's going to be over there. So then Hashem really shows you. Only after the Jewish nation were able to follow Hashem blindly in the desert without knowing what's going to be there, then Hashem gave us his Torah. Leave America and come to Shiarim, so you also are going to get the real stuff. It's the same idea. You leave everything and you come, and then Hashem really opens the gates. So on Shavuos Kodesh, we have the same the same pad, the same exercise, because on Shavuos we leave our regular lives. On Shavuos we leave our law, our jobs. It's there. The office is gone. It's locked. I'm not there. I'm not only not there, I'm not thinking about that. On Shavuos we leave our worries. On Shavuos we leave our problems. On Shavuos again, you completely leave your life. Everything that you do in this world, you unplug yourself from this world and you jump into Shavuos Kodesh. That's why on Shavuos it's much easier to get a better understanding about things, about life, about the world, about Torah. The Mefarshim say that somebody who learns Torah and Shavuos, the reward for that learning, it's worth 1,000 times more than what you learn during the week. It's the same Chumash. But on Shavuos, and Shavuos again, you are not with your problems, you know, with your money, you know, with your, you completely dedicate yourself a whole day to Hashem. And therefore, when you dedicate completely to Hashem, when you completely leave, it's a type of lech lecha. Leave your job, leave your problems, leave your money, and just come and spend a day with me. So therefore, that exercise. Now, also, since we don't involve ourselves with creating physical things, so again, that barrier, that physical barrier, that thick wall that separates us from godliness and spirituality is not there. But one thing which is very important and can make a tremendous difference, you have to be careful the way you speak on Shabbos, the topics that you talk on Shabbos. There's some people who keep Shabbos, but the things they talk about, they're really on Shabbos and they're looking out the window on this world. The mind is there. The mind is still in, I don't know, job. The mind is still in the world news. The mind is still... So it's very hard to really gain from Shabbos if you not unplug yourself from that. If you still, you know, you still wish you were there. You still, I don't know. So then, it's not really Shabbos. I'm sure a lot of you had the experience of spending Shabbos in a place that you're the only one who's doing Shabbos, and the rest of the people are not really Shabbos. And you didn't do anything wrong. You did everything perfect, like it says in the book. But that's not Shabbos, because there's no Shabbos here. Because the world is here, the door is wide open, right? This world with all its problems and all its things, it's just destroying everything, right? So you have to be careful what you talk about Shabbos, which topics you talk about it, what you think about Shabbos. If you're like looking like, oh, Shabbos is only 2 hours, okay, so I have to... You're just robbing yourself from Shabbos. And again, Hashem gave us 6 full days to do everything you have to do in the world. But one day you have to completely, and the more you refine yourself in that, the stronger you are into unplugging yourself in thought, in speech, in action from this world. So that also opens up the gates of Shabbos, and then you can get more from Shabbos. Now, one thing that you have to be very careful is that on Shabbos, and there's a lot of reasons why, but on Shabbos we know we dress nicely, we eat nicely, I don't know if you can say this, but you sleep nicely. So the challenge is not to get blind by that. Shabbos is not a time to eat and sleep and dress nicely. Of course we do those things on Shabbos, right? But that's not Shabbos, right? That Shabbos that you spend in that place I mentioned before, you also were dressed for Shabbos, right? And you also ate, maybe not that great, but you also ate somehow Shabbos-ic, right? But why wasn't that Shabbos? Because that's not Shabbos. Because that's not Shabbos, right? Those are tools that we use in order to bring out the essence of Shabbos. Those are things that you could help you to enjoy more your Shabbos, to appreciate more the Shabbos. So be careful not, you know, that's not it. It's there for you to use, and you should use it, and you have to make sure it's pleasant, right? But that's not, don't think that's Shabbos. Shabbos is not just cholent. Okay, so I want to talk about, so what's the message of Shabbos? What is Shabbos teaching us? We prepare ourselves, we invest time and money and effort, you know, we look forward to Shabbos, especially if you, again, with the when you prepare yourself, you think of Shabbos. Shabbos is coming, and all those things help you a lot to prepare, to say you prepare, to make a conscious effort. You know, when I come Thursday night after a whole week of, you know, running around Yerushalayim. So I walk into my dining room, and the table is set for Shabbos. Because it's about to come. We're all waiting, we're excited, Shabbos Kodesh is about to come. And therefore, all those messages, you look forward to Shabbos. Okay, let's talk about the three very important strong lessons, that basic lessons you can get from Shabbos. Of course, like I said, there's much more than this, and there's no limit how much you could get. But the first three messages that every Jew has to strengthen himself on Shabbos are the following. We find this in the Tfilos of Shabbos, in Davening on Shabbos. Shabbos has three different aspects. On Friday night, if you look in the Shemona Esrei, so we start mentioning that Hashem created the universe in 6 days, and the seventh day He rested. Vayechul Hashemayim v'aretz. That's the first message of Shabbos, that Hashem created the world. That's the first basic aspect of Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, davening is very different. The Shemona Esrei, we talk about Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to right to Shamayim, and he got the Luchos, and in the Luchos it says you have to keep Shabbos, right? So on Shabbos day we celebrate the aspect that the Torah was given on Shabbos. We have to explain that a little more. And at the end of Shabbos on Mincha, we talk about Ato Echad v'Shimcho Echad. You are one, and your name is one, and the Jewish nation is one. So that's a different message. So let's go in each one of these parts of Shabbos, these different aspects. What does that mean to me? What is that telling me? And again, this is all inner work. This is all things, thoughts that you have to do, or things that you want to learn about. It's all going inside. I was thinking, like, you know, in a wedding, so they also have fancy food and clothes, and they have even music, and right? But the bride, with everything that she's thinking about, you know, all the little details that she's busy with, there's one main thought in her mind. And that's what she's really thinking. She's not really thinking like the steak wasn't so good. Maybe she, you know, maybe, but that's not really what, right? She doesn't really think like, oh, you know, her makeup is very good. I mean, those are thoughts that go through her mind, but there's one thing she's thinking. She's thinking about him. That's really what she is. So even though she's here and she's dancing and she's eating, but she's not really here. The Rambam says that the person is where his mind is. Where your thoughts are, that's really where you are. And therefore, what I'm talking about doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you're going to be doing the whole Shabbos. Because especially if you're single, you're going to go to different places for Shabbos. But this, what I'm talking about, is what is supposed to be happening within you. This is the inner thoughts, the inner feelings that you have to strengthen yourself during Shabbos. So the first one is that Hashem created the world. Well, that is not philosophy. If that concept, and the reason why, again, one of the reasons it says in the Torah we keep Shabbos is to remind ourselves, to testify that God created the world. That means that everything that I see, everything that we know, was specially, specifically designated for a purpose. And the purpose of the whole world is the person. Hashem set up the whole world, He created the world, right? At the end of Friday, He created the person, He created Adam. Why? Because, again, everything has to be ready for Him. And therefore, we have to remind ourselves that the world was created and is constantly being supervised by Hashem. That everything that happens in this world has a purpose. Everything is our tools that Hashem gave us in order to grow, to become closer to Him. And therefore, if Hashem created the universe, and He created for one person, Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, He created because one person is worth the whole world. And therefore, on Shabbos, you have to think that this whole world was created for me. Because I'm one person, and therefore, everything that I have was specifically designated by Hashem. Because Hashem not only created the world, Hashem also supervised and gives out everything that happens in the world. There's no mistakes. There's no things that happen just by chance. There's no chance in the world. Everything has a purpose, a very deep purpose. Now, of course, we can't really grasp the depth of Hashem's plans. We can't really understand always why Hashem is doing this or doing that. But what we have to do is that we have to, when we see something happens to us, we experience something, we have to close our eyes and say, I know this is from Hashem, and I know this is good. I may not understand it, I may not see it, but I know, I believe that everything that happens in the world comes from Him, and I know it's good. There's a story that is told that there was a king who wanted a very fancy suit for an event, and he asked around who's the best tailor in town, and they told him there was a Jewish man who is the best tailor. So he called him over and he told him, well, I need the best suit in the world, you know, I need like the best suit in the world, and he gave him the best material he could find. And he gave him gold threads, and he gave him diamonds and pearls, and you do. And so this tailor took everything, and he came out, you know, with a suit, and you know the king saw the suit, and he wear it, and like everybody said, like, wow, it's like unbelievable. But of course, the story goes that there were other people close to the king that were jealous. They were jealous of this Jewish tailor. And therefore, they accuse him that he has stolen some of the material. They told the king, look, you gave him 3.5 meters, and the suit is much narrower. It doesn't... he must have stolen some, and you know, we don't see all the diamonds, and where are the pearls? So they accuse him that he has stolen the, you know, some of this stuff. So the king challenged him and told him, like, where's the material? You see, this is not 3 meters, it's just much smaller, you know, and I only see 2 diamonds, you know, where's the third one? And so Attila told him, everything is in there. Everything you gave me is in there. The king said, no, I don't see it. It's not true. It's smaller. It's missing some things. So Attila says, Majesty, this is the material, this is where you came. He couldn't believe him, and the tailor said, well, I could prove it to you. If you're really serious, I could prove it to you. So the king said, okay. So the tailor took some scissors and started cutting the soot and started taking the thing apart, and everybody's, you know. And after the whole thing was, you know, dismantled, the whole thing was turned apart. So they measured, and everything was there. So the king said, okay, where's my suit? So the same is true for Hashem's plans, for Hashem's, the way Hashem runs the world. The world is very complicated. The world has been around for 6,000 years. There's millions of people who have been here. There's a lot of souls and different types of souls. Right, and there's different challenges, right, and therefore for a person to understand all the folds of the world, all the twists that Hashem gives, is impossible. That's why it's a famous passage that we say on Yom Kippur, what's in Tisha B'Av, when we talk about the 10 martyrs, the 10 big sages that were tortured and they were killed. So on one of those passages we say that the Malachim ask Hashem, how could this be? Zutera v'zuz chara. They ask, this is what Torah is all about. This is what you pay, you repay people who learn Torah, teach Torah. And Hashem says, stop. If you want an explanation, I'll turn the world back to water. So it's a very hard passage. Like, what, there's no explanation? Like, we can't ask questions. The answer is yes, but the answer is too complex. The only way for you to understand Hashem's ways is we have to take the whole world, like that suit, and completely put it apart, and then you'll understand. But then you won't have a world. So therefore we have to be humble enough to realize that you can't really understand, we can't really see Hashem's wisdom. We have to believe. And it's also a very interesting idea in this week's parasha. So the Malachim came to Lloyd, right? And they told him the night before that, you know, we're going to destroy his dog. And the matter says that those Malachim were punished because they weren't supposed to tell Lloyd that. Because Hashem told, says in the Torah, Hashem told Abraham, Hashem says, right, I have to tell Abraham about this. About my dear, close Abraham, I have to tell him I'm going to destroy this tribe. So there was like something that Hashem decided to share only with Abraham. And therefore, the Malachim didn't have permission to tell Lloyd. Now, if you think about it, this was in the middle of the night. Sodom got destroyed in Netzach HaMa, at the beginning of sunrise. So that means how long did the Malachim tell Lot before he would find out, right? A few hours later he would realize that Sodom is being destroyed, right? So we're talking about a couple of hours. But since they called Lot more suffering than he deserved, he deserved that the whole town was going to be destroyed and he had to escape. But he didn't deserve to be 2 hours worried and to mourn about this about the destruction of this town. And because of that extra pain, that extra suffering that it caused Lot, they got punished. The Midrash says 130 years they weren't allowed to come back to Shaman. They had to stay here in Eretz. So we see that even though we're talking about somebody who was a Rasha, who deserved death, and was only saved because of he was related to Avram, right? And the whole city is, right? Still, even that people, they don't get one extra yod of suffering that they don't deserve. So you have to know that's the way, the precise judgment of Hashem. And again, we have to strengthen ourselves on Shabbos, that if He created the world, if He's the one who, you know, who tailored the world, you have to believe that everything is in place and everything is the way it's supposed to be. That was message number one. Friday night, Shabbos morning, we talk about that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayin, and in the Shtei Luchos Avonim, right in the two tablets, it says you have to keep Shabbos. The lesson for us, the message for us, is to strengthen ourselves that the only direct path to God is the Torah. There's no other way to really get close to Hashem. The only really true way to get close to Hashem is through Torah. Don't look around. A lot of people spend a lot of time looking over there. And therefore, I have to strengthen myself. That means the mitzvahs of the Torah, those are the tools that He gave me to get closer to Him. The wisdom of the Torah, the attitudes of the Torah, right? How much I attach myself to that. How much I try to really understand it, to get it. Because you have to realize that the Torah was given to us as a guide. And therefore, I have to start thinking like the Torah. Start saying, what does the Torah want from me in this aspect? And that takes time. You have to get that sensitivity. And that is through learning, through living a life of Torah. You start getting more of a sensitivity. And you have to realize the importance of the Torah. The Torah is a very detailed guide how to succeed in this world, how to become closer to Hashem. Now, to get closer to Him, and this is the challenge, you have to become similar to Him. The more you become similar to Hashem, that makes you closer to Him. So we know He's holy. So the way you get closer to Hashem is by becoming holy. How are you going to do that? So look at the recipe book. We have the Torah. The Torah tells you how you become holy. So, again, you have to, like it says in Chazal, you have to act like He acts. We know Hashem, right, helps people who need help, right? He suffers when somebody else suffers. He gives advice when He needs to give advice. Right, He completely is involved in somebody else's challenges and issues. Right, so also if you start thinking much more about other people, you start thinking how could I help? How could I do for this person? Right, so you're acting like Hashem in that sense, and that makes you closer to Him. Right, the same as you the more involved you are with holy matters. With Torah, with Tefillah, right? The more you invest, the more you make out of these things a whole issue. It's not like, oops, I need to daven mincha. This is a whole thing. I have to prepare myself for that mincha. I have to wash my hands. I have to make sure my clothes is in the right place. I have to make sure my phone is off. I have to go to the right spot. I have to learn about the words. Because this is an important part of my day. It's not just something that I do between lunch and supper. Right? This is the purpose of the world, to get closer to Him. So therefore, this is very important. Right? So, that's the second message. The second message is to rejoice, at least, on the privilege that you have, Torah. The privilege that, again, there's millions of people that are completely lost and they don't know how or where to start. And you have the privilege of being part of this nation that Hashem, again, opened the heavens and tells, this is what you have to do. And He also, you need to be humble and trust that this is the way Hashem told me and I'm going to follow it. And you see, try. Follow the instructions. Don't try to, to make shortcuts and things like that. The Torah also is going to help you not to get distracted with this world. Right? Because this world, Shabbos a little less, but during the week, there's a lot of things going on that might, you know, take away from this clarity, from this purpose, from this sense of mission. Because a lot of people out there are not with us in this, and therefore, the Torah itself is your anchor that keeps you connected to the right place. Okay, I'm going to go to the third one. The third aspect on Shabbos, on Mincha, we say, Ata Echad V'Shim Ko Echad. What does that mean? The message of Shabbos afternoon is that after going through a whole Friday night, in the one where we absorb the message that this world was created, designated, with very precise purpose, and everything that happens over here is exactly done for you and me to grow, and with the lesson of Shabbos morning that Hashem gave us a Torah, that's like I mentioned, the direct path to Him, and the instructions of the Torah, that's the tools that God gave you to become closer to Him, to become more similar to Him. So now we come to Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, and we delved into the idea, into the concept, that even though, like I mentioned, in this physical world it's very hard to see Hashem, because things happen that seem to contradict the love of Hashem, the justice of Hashem, because it seems that there are so many things going on, and so many people doing things, and so many events. But on Shabbos afternoon, we have to deepen our understanding that Hashem is one. Hashem is one means He's the only one. The difference between believing in one God and different gods, this is not like the difference between two and three. When we say that He is unique, that means that He's the only soul, the only source of everything that happens in the world. That means that everything that happens in the world only happens because Hashem wanted it. There's nobody else who decides. There's nobody else who tells Him what to do. When we say that He is unique, He's the only one, means that everything that happens, no matter what it is, a natural event, you know, somebody decided to hurt me, somebody decided to give me something. Everything that I experience comes only from Him. He is the only source. And one day, the whole world is going to recognize, is going to see that. And one day we'll understand how everything that happened in history, it all came from Him. So the idea is to try to strengthen ourselves now, after almost a whole Shabbos, on that idea, that I have to believe that everything that comes and everything that I experience and everything that happens comes only from Him. He's the only source. We have to realize also something, that the physical things that we see in the world is not really the cause of the matter. That's only the symptoms. What really is happening is in the spiritual world. The spiritual world is really the one that decides what happens in the world. And therefore we have to get used to seeing the world with a depth. And realize that what we're seeing over here, it's only, like I say, it's only the symptom, it's only the consequence. But the real cause is in the spiritual world. That's why when something happens to you, so besides what you have to take care of it in this world to hide the miracle, but you have to ask yourself, what does Hashem want from me? There's a story with Rosh Feynman. I think he was 96. And he had some chest pain, very intense chest pain. So they called the doctor, right? A 96-year-old man, right, that has very intense chest pain. So you call the doctor. And the doctor came rushing and he asked him, how you doing? So he told him, oh, I'm doing well. So he said, so So what happened? Like, how did the pain? She says, I did tshuva. And it stopped. Because somebody who understands that the chest pain doesn't come because of the heart, right? The reason why the heart works or doesn't work is because Hashem said it's going to work, it's going to pump again, it's not going to pump again, right? So that's really the only reason that happens is because I'm at fault. Why the service? So I have to look into my spiritual level, right? My spiritual way of life and see what could possibly cause this. It says when somebody has suffering, Chazal says somebody has suffering, it's fashves b'matzav, he has to check the way he's living. This is a wake-up call from heaven. So of course you have to go to the doctor, and of course you have to get a job, and of course you, but don't you dare believe that that's what brings the success, that's what brings the cure. Right? The cure, the success, the blessing, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all, again, this is, it's all spiritual reasons. And therefore, on Shabbos afternoon, we strengthen ourselves. When we're about to go into this world, that He is the only one. Everything that happens only comes from Him. And Hashem only does things because of spiritual matters, not because of physical matters. Again, physical matters, it's only the shell. But that's not really what's happening. If you really want to cure or solve the problem from the root, you have to go into the spiritual world. That's where the problem really lies. And then everything goes away. So Shabbos is a very intense, serious day about inner work, spiritual world. It's a day that you could re-strengthen your muscles, your clarity. What was that? What am I doing here in this world? What am I here for? What should I invest on? It's a day again that the whole day you're going to spend with Him. You're going to feel more His presence. You're going to rejoice on what you have. That you know this. You know that this world was created, and I'm here because of a purpose, and I'm here on a mission. And I have to get closer to Him, and the way I get closer to Him is by getting closer to His Torah, to His, again, to Hashem's values, to Hashem's attitudes, to what Hashem tells me to do, what not to do, and strengthen myself with that emuna, that everything that happens only comes from Him, and everything that happens is great, and it's for my good, and there's justice in the world. And everything that I see, it's only fake. It's only a challenge to see if I hold on tight to Him. If I say, it doesn't matter what I see, it doesn't matter what I feel, I know He is behind everything. And when something happens to me, I have to look into what can I do to solve the problem? I remember one time I went with a family member to a doctor, and we have been to a lot of doctors. So we came to this doctor, and he looked at the papers, and he looked at the computer, and he said, I'm sorry that there's nothing I can tell you. So these relatives are like, what do you mean? Like, There's nothing for us to do. So I remember till this day, the doctor looked at this person's eyes and says, of course it's something you could do. You could do tshuva. Because this doctor understood, right, that behind, right, that besides the paper and the computer, right, there's the real cause discussing this, right? So I can't help you with my physical tools, right? But I do recognize, right, that the reason why this is happening to you, right, is because of a spiritual reason, right? So if you go into that realm, there is a solution, there is a cure. So again, it's not a day to just sleep and to just enjoy the food. It's a day that throughout the day, you have to constantly think about this. We know there's a very, there's a prohibition not to cry on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be sad on Shabbos. And that's why we don't do special praise on Shabbos. And that's why you're not supposed to talk about sad things on Shabbos. And the person has to constantly get himself into the right mood. Because we're celebrating this. We're celebrating this relationship. This concept. The place can bring out this one exception. If while you're in the middle of your Shabbos, in the middle of thinking, wow, I got the Torah. You know how many girls are left there in America? And you were privileged enough to come here to be able to join, to get into that path straight to heaven. If that type of thought, that type of thought brings you to cry, that's mutar, that's a mitzvah. If you get so emotional about these type of thoughts, that is a mitzvah. So therefore we see that's what you're supposed to be doing during Shabbos. Right? During Shabbos, again, while they're passing the salad, you have to think like, oh wow, oh wow, look what Hashem made. So many types of food, different tastes, different textures, wow. And healthy enough to eat it. And look at the world. Go outside, look at the mountains. Look at the sky. See how great, how beautiful is the world. And you think for a second, Hashem made that. And Hashem made that to create a place so I could get closer to Him. Those type of thoughts, again, you have to chew it again and get into it. And therefore, if you soak yourself in those ideas, then you come out of Shabbos stronger. Then you came out of Shabbos. Now you're ready to navigate the 6 days out there in the world of darkness, in the day of physicality, in the world that a lot of people don't see the world with this pair of glasses. And therefore, that's why once a week we have to get into this special chamber, this special oxygen chamber, to be able to stay healthy. Not to get swept out by what the world is giving. And therefore, if you did this Shabbos with a deeper understanding, with deeper emotional connection to Hashem, to His Torah, to His nation, so your whole week is going to be different. The whole week is going to be in a different level. And then the next Shabbos, you start from that level. And then you go higher. That's why it says that Shabbos is Mekora Bracha. All the blessing in the world comes from Shabbos. What does it mean? On Shabbos you don't go to the doctor, on Shabbos you don't work. Well, what do you mean the bracha comes from Shabbos? What do you mean? You don't go shopping on Shabbos? You don't go in Shidduchim on Shabbos? What do you mean the bracha comes from Shabbos? On Shabbos I don't know anything. Because again, the idea is the same. The cause of everything, the root of everything that happens is the spiritual world. And therefore in the spiritual day of the week, on Shabbos, that's what everything happens. That's the source of the bracha. And therefore, the more you plug yourself into the source of the blessing, the more you plug yourself into Shabbos, so the more you're going to get during the week. Because that's where the bracha comes from. You know, a family who had financial problems. And they had tried different things, and they tried to make one special Shabbos. And they borrowed money, I don't know from where, and they spent a lot of money on Shabbos. But it was only mamas for Shabbos, and they bought extra things, and they did for Shabbos. And by Sunday afternoon, things have changed. Because again, that they understood that the bracha comes from Shabbos. So maybe our Shabbos is not that. We're not putting so much into Shabbos, so Shabbos is not giving us so much. But as Hashem, we should try to take, again, Shabbos seriously. The ideas of Shabbos. Make sure that we don't forget that Shabbos is a day of very intense inner work. It's a day that you're supposed to get closer to Hashem. It's a day that you could become holier because you delve yourself into the holiness of the day. Besat Hashem, if we get the source of the blessing, if we go closer to Hashem's day, so that's what's going to bring us closer to Hashem. Besides Hashem, the whole world is going to get closer to Hashem. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.